What's your first name again?
Bane Green.
Mr. Bane Green. Right. Here, I'll just set this out right here.
D.O.J. Thomas, my great uncle.
Yeah.
And let's see, there's two of his children still live.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's one. She lives down there close Breeze.
Yeah.
Anna Rudy.
But she's in Galax.
Well, she's in Galax now.
Yeah. And
but now I don't know a thing about the Porters, only I know that they bought the farm from Porters.
That P.O.J. Porter bought the farm from
P.O.J.
Thomas bought the farm from the
Porters. And I don't know a thing about the Porters.
But you said that was probably over 100 years ago.
Well, it has to be. Let's see, P.O.J. Thomas's oldest son died the last fall. He was 90 when he died.
Now, who's that?
Ben Thomas. Was
yeah.
He, was he 99?
He's 99. He's
99
to
years
100.
Old. And he was born and raised out there.
Yeah.
And so that's all I know today.
Do you know how many acres went with that house? Was it 12 or 250? Does that sound right?
Is, well, I guess it was close to 200 acres. It might have been more. I don't remember. Because it's a great big barn. Him and my grandfather bought it together.
Yeah.
And my grandfather lived back up here on the mountain.
Yeah.
Well, one of their brothers, Mitch Thomas, he lived back. Rudy owns a place out there now where Mitch Thomas used to own.
Yeah.
And he bought, he owned most of the Oscar Thomas place.
Yeah.
I don't know how many acres he is there. Is the strip of it between the church out here and Rudy's out there that belongs to somebody else.
Yeah. You've never heard anything about the Porters that he bought it from?
No. I used to know an old lady that stayed with Porters before she was married.
The Porters that lived up here?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Ann Anderson.
Anderson.
She's been dead I don't know how many years. And she was an old lady when she died.
Yeah?
And she stayed with Porters before she was married.
Is that right?
Yeah. That house, the rock house out there.
Yeah.
That's the house that Porters built there.
The Porters built there.
That's what I've always heard.
Huh. But they say it was built in 1820, is that right? Or was it built a little later than that?
No, I don't know when. I couldn't tell you that. But now I guess, I don't know. But I guess Uncle Oscar and my granddaddy bought that farm after the Civil War.
Yeah.
Because there's all in the Civil War.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, there's Mitch Thomas, Ike Thomas, Oscar Thomas, and Jake Thomas, brothers. The whole folks through the Civil War.
P.O.J. was Oscar, and he was your great uncle.
He was my great uncle.
And your dad was Isaac?
No.
Ike?
No, that was Uncle Ike Thomas. He was a brother to them.
Who was your dad? Or your grandpa, I mean. I'm sorry.
Jake Thomas.
And you think your grandpa and him bought that together?
Yeah. Yeah, they bought the place together.
Were they Confederates in the Civil War? Were they for the South or the North?
They were from the South. There's four of them in the war.
Four of the Thomas brothers.
Yeah. And there's five of my brothers in the two world war.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Up there's, I guess, the most greens you ever seen in one bunch. Huh. Nine of us boys.
You say this Oscar Thomas has some kids living right up here?
There's one lives down here close to Breeze. But, well, now I'll tell you, you can go down there and to Charlie Vaughn's.
Yeah.
And
it's Providence Station. It's on the Breeze Road on 94.
His wife could tell you, I guess, something about that place out there more than I could.
Why, who's his wife? One of his daughters?
She was a granddaughter of Oscar Thomas.
Well, granddaughter of Oscar.
Yeah.
You think she know more about it than you do?
I wouldn't doubt she couldn't tell you more. Or maybe her mother would be.
I think her mother's at Galax staying with a relative over there that's having an eye operation.
Her mother would be a daughter of Oscar?
Yeah.
And she's...
Yeah, she says two of Oscar Thomas's children live. One of them lives in Maryland, and the other one lives down there with her daughter.
Yeah. And how far is that from here?
About 8 miles, or maybe a little more.
8 miles, and what? And I said Providence Station is the name of the
Providence Station.
Providence
Station. You go down and you get on.
Go down here to the 58.
Headed towards Galax.
Then when you get down to Riverside, this filling station, you take the left.
And now take you right on over by Providence Church, and just the other side of Providence Church, on the right, the little store there.
Yeah.
That's Charlie Vaughn's store, where Charlie's wife lives.
And she probably know a lot about it.
She should know more about it than I do, for I don't know nothing about the Porters now.
Yeah.
Now her mother might if she was home, but now yesterday, last night, when Virginia called up, her mother was still in Galax.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like that's our family. According to the deeds, they sold to that P.O.J. Thomas right after the Civil War. And it sounds like that would be them. Then they left for Kentucky.
Well, probably what? I don't know.
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't know anything else about them, because they left and they never came back.
And you both Porters?
Yeah. That's our third great-grandfather and his family that lived there.
Oh.
Our great-great-great-grandfather, Andrew. If that's him. Sounds like it.
Well, now my grandfather Thomas, he was 97 years old when he died.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you all stop out there at the Ruby House?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Took a picture of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll go down and talk to your...
Well, where is them pictures that I've got?
Of the old house.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some before it was remodeled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know where they are.
It was made 80 years ago or more.
Is that right?
Do
Yeah, see, he's not living there.
Yeah, there's people with it.
Seems like it's in an envelope somewhere.
Are you related to the Boyers also? I see your coat of arms on the wall.
Yeah, I was a Boyer.
Oh, were you?
Uh-huh.
And you were from around here, your family?
Yeah.
I noticed one of the Thomases sold some land to the Boyers or something like that. Maybe the Andrew Porter sold to the Boyers.
No, the Thomases sold part of that place off to the Boyers.
Oh, okay. Then that's it. That's it.
Well, there was a cross creek.
About?
Way on up there. Well, the old mill was gone, but there went close to that bridge across this creek.
The old mill?
That used to be an old mill set up there along the road.
Who had that mill?
It was Catterns, or McLean, Aylin McLean built it.
Yeah.
And it burned down here. It was going back in the winter.
Oh. What kind of mill was it? A grist mill?
It used to be a grist mill, and they put a rolling mill in it.
Yeah.
Then somebody, the man that run it died, and they sold it. I don't know. He'd been dead for several years. I think somebody got tired of seeing it and said his barn burned down one night.
Are they big pictures?
Yeah, they're pretty good size pictures. That's one that I've made.
No, this is of your fan.
Huh?
This is a...
Well, now that is...
I believe I'm here. Jenny, Bird, Caroline, Guy,
yeah.
Uncle
yeah,
Oscar,
that's them.
Aunt Lenny, Brett, yeah.
Just the house?
This is Bain's grandfather's. When was this picture taken? It took out there right in front of that house. I mean, about what year was the picture taken? No, I don't know. And this is the one that's in the book? Yeah, is this the one that's in the book they wrote about Grayson County?
Yeah.
Where they do get it from you? Did they copy it from you? Or?
Yeah, Bain had the picture, and then I think the Rudys got the picture then, and got it from them.
Yeah, that's the old original picture that was made out there.
That other one, was that the same house? That other one that you had there, that little picture?
No, that's another one of Bain's grandfather that lived up on the land.
Where my grandfather's house, it's still standing.
Yeah, and it hadn't been remodeled too much, just painted and so on, hadn't it?
That's all.
Was that a pretty good picture in the book? Do you care if I bring my camera in and take a picture of this picture?
I don't care one bit.
Okay.
I just want to take care of that picture.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Don't blame you a bit.
I was trying to find that house.
Right, not very long after you start up the hall here, was a big house on the left. It's kind of an old, like, and looked like kind of bad shape. What was that? Looked like it might have been a big board house or something. You know anything about that?
Oh, down this side of Elk Creek where you turn off the 21 coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did that used to be, Bain?
That used to be the
kept drummers, and they call them drummers, traveling salesmen and things.
Was that old building? Is someone living there now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the old lady, she's about 84 years old, yeah. Was there by herself.
Is there
sitting on the porch as we came down?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
with her bonnet on. Huh. That's what's gonna fall in on her these days.
I got out to take a picture, and there she was sitting on the porch.
And she's going to She's got plenty of money to buy another one. Or to have her one build or whatever.
Did I take this out on the porch where there's more light?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just set it here on the porch.
Maybe
I was trying to find that picture that old house. That old picture was in this book?
No.
Patty, do you know where that picture of that old house of Mr. Rudy's was in this book?
Miss Rudy and I are trying to find, it while ago.
Is she home, Miss Rudy?
Yes.
Her Mr. Rudy.
Yeah, she said she just got home from the hospital.
Yeah, she's supposed to come today, they said. Was she all right?
She yeah, seemed to be, huh?
Able to talk, was she?
Yeah.
These are porters. Are you from where?
Oakville, Kentucky.
Kentucky, and the other one is a porter too, and he's from
He's from Marion, Indiana. First cousin.
And the porters sold this place out here where Mr. Rudy lived to Oscar Thomas. So they're trying to trace their family tree, I guess. Yeah. I see.
And he was we think the porter that lived there was our grandfather, three or four grades back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He has that old picture out, trying to make a picture off of it.
Yeah, he's made several that way.
Has he?
And they come out just about as good as the original.
Well, could he make a better one off of that, do you think? Did he have a little picture?
I doubt it. The big one probably We've got one of these books.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. We got one at the library today.
Oh, I see. How long have y'all been around here doing this?
We came about this time last year and stayed 2 days, and then we came.
Yeah.
We left Tuesday morning.
And this is another porter thing.
Just all over the place.
You think you got a good one off of there?
Maybe. It's hard to tell what to set my exposure at.
It's colorful.
Yeah.
What?
Might
work. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. Yes, he did. Well, I don't know where it is. I hadn't thought of it.
What?
He made one of those.
He grumbled.
Don't you remember making one off of it?
Really did.
It's supposed to be here somewhere too.
Oh, it's a copy?
Yeah.
It was as good as that original.
Yeah. Yeah, under the right conditions, right lighting, and know what to set it at, you can make them as good as the original usually.
At a time like finding this one, these. I forgot where we put them or anything. Hadn't seen them for so long. No, I just glanced through. But here's some that he made off. These, the one out of the old schoolhouse. I think he did too. I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, I think he made one of them. Over there.
Yeah. But I don't know where
they are. Let me have that. There's two young boys.
Y'all enjoy doing things like this?
Yeah. That's your great grandpa there.
Yeah.
Taken February 14th, 1900.
Yeah. 97 years old.
Sure he did.
Well, that's okay. You don't go to any trouble. Because, you know, if it's the same picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you go back out there to Rudy's, they should have a picture
made
from that.
Did they show you that?
No. No, she started to show us the one in the book, I think.
Yeah.
Well, now she should have one.
Yeah, so she got... She got this picture and took it and had her plate off of it.
Well, if you go down to Providence, that girl down there's got one to know. Because they had once made.
Did they?
Yeah.
I think we'll go down and talk to her then.
Yeah, I believe Myrtle got that.
And what do you know, Zell and them all?
Yeah,
them
all
looking at that property.
A bunch of them made for them.
Well, I guess we'll be going on and we'll go up and talk to her.
Well, that'll help you out a little
bit. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You just told us that's probably the best thing we found out the whole time we were here, where they live. Because we didn't find much else out about them.
Well, that's where I've always heard it said that Porter's built that house out there.
Yeah. Let's see, what was your first name again?
Green. Bane Green.
Bane Green. And let me get, you have in case I ever want to write you a letter, who do I address it to? Elk Creek?
No,
Freeze.
Route 2.
Okay. I might have I got some cards with my names on them. That way you'll remember my name. If I ever write you or anything. There we go. That way you can remember me. Well, you helped us a lot.
Well, hope you find out a lot about him.
Well, thank you. Okay. We got it on tape, too. We got the tape recorder going.
You know that.
Yeah.